So the truth is, this applies to other people also. We said before this idea of being mariach of food and being mishtan apanov. So we did the same process which we had before. Then we gave her a little bit from the gravy, and then you know, a few drops, and then more, etc.
Sivkat involved, nishan apanov. It's a bigger danger for someone who's not pregnant than for someone who is pregnant, based on halacha. And you don't tell him in his ear that it's yom kippur.
Okay. So let's see. Yeah, okay. Nishan apanov. There's not a person to say he has a known illness, just that the tivus achila overwhelms him and he feels that he's not. If you tell him he can't eat, he'll get through. So now I and some several he has no known illnesses. We can't feed him. However, if he really believes that Pasha is in Sakana, his life is in Sakana, he has a right to eat. So we assume that he probably can get past it, but if he says it's not so, we have no reason to stop him from letting himself do that.
Well, what kind of situation are we talking about? For example, what are the simanim for Nishtan Upanav? What do they have to look like?
You know what? I have no idea what it looks like.
Yeah, we don't often meet. I've never met a person who said, I'm at the point of starvation. I don't have one drop of food now. That's the end.
It's not starvation. It seems to be that there's some reaction in the body to a desire to eat, which is so significant that if a person doesn't respond to it, it could overwhelm the body. I don't think it's a known medical phenomenon that we're familiar with nowadays.
Because maybe there was less food those days than there was today.
So they should be able to...
But they were on a short leash over there, so if they didn't eat much... Till then, so maybe when they really needed to eat, there was like a pretty serious. I'm just guessing.
So now we know why we stay in shul day.
So you don't smell food.
Yeah. So we give them to eat. So Lomer Gam Ken Kal Kal. Like I said before, we do it procedurally, like we did before, step by step. Come up, Isha Ubra Bechana. This leniency they were allowed them to eat. It's only until they get back to themselves. We don't argue, in other words, once a person has broken his fast, he's allowed to continue to eat the rest of the day. Person got back to himself, there's no danger anymore. They may not continue to eat the rest of the day. We don't say the swear of once you've broken the fast, just, you know, no reason to continue to fast. The act is the act of being ma'anu yourself, of not eating. So any moment is part of that process of eating. It's a little bit different than a fast. So the fast, it's hard to say that, you know, actually the halacha is, okay, maybe those older abundance, it's hard to compare them. If a person by mistake ate, even on the other tenesim, he's not allowed to continue to eat the rest of the day. Today's the fast that you're supposed to be joining the rest of the class, so not eating. But we hear clearly that this is a din of inui in the day. So any rega of the day, you're supposed to be in a state of being ma'anu yourself and not eating. So there's no head to provide. Mimenu. Vakapanon kishmariach reich Michael yizur ma'oid kol adam shifle kol arek sheyabal b'fiv v'lo yivla. A separate issue. If a person smells food, it has a, and it creates a desire to eat. So the Mora says of that, that the saliva which is developed in the body at that point in time is not healthy for you. In general, not this is a scenario per se. So Yizar Ma'id Kol Adam Sheyiflut Kol Arek Sheyabu Bafiv Velo Yivla. The Ozbal of the Sakara Kisub Ksub is the Samach Aleph Omid Beis. A general thing, when a person, you know, smells the food, he doesn't get it. That doesn't mean like the person just thought, oh, that sounds like, because it's like this strong desire, urge. That saliva is not healthy saliva, and you should spit it out. You shouldn't swallow it. Okay. Fine. Dalit, your lettuce. Woman who's just given birth. So Tashla Shyamim Latisana Klal. Within the first, if your period comes within 72 hours after the birth, so she should not fast. Mishlosha Ad Shiva. And the Shemurah will discuss what will be if the 72 hours and the middle of Yom Kippur, what happens at that point in time. Mishlosha Ad Shiva, if Yom Kippur falls out after 3 days, but before the end of 7 days from the time of birth, again, it's 24-hour periods. All right, so there's 168 hours in a week. So if from the time of the birth, Yom Kippur falls out before 168 hours have passed from the time of the birth, if the woman says she feels that she needs to eat, so we give her to eat. But not, otherwise we assume that she's okay and she should not eat. From that point onward, she has no more leniency than anybody else. Again, obviously, if there's a zakana, there's no zakana, no zakana. We don't make an automatic assumption one way or the other. Now, we're going to bring two pshitas over your head accounts. The Shabbos is going to bring a lot of people that you do count the meyeslays. And that's how we're noyeg l'maisa. But the Shulchan Aruch shita is that we calculate them based on the day of the birth is day one, and Yom Kippur would be day three. So if she gives birth this year, Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So if she gives birth on Thursday, that's day one. Friday is day two, and Shabbos is day three. Good going. Yom Yolda b'Shiva b'Tishrei b'Erev. So if she falls out, and if she gave birth on Shiva b'Tishrei towards late in the afternoon. So that's day one. The 8th of Tishrei is day two, and the 9th of Tishrei is day three. Same mechilas of Yom Kippur, employ Omer Tzichani. So she's considered, she's after her third day when Yom Kippur starts. She's already on the fourth day. Avo Pisha lo shalmo lo shlesha yomim ayom Kippur ba'erev, even though three 24-hour periods did not end till late in the day of Yom Kippur. So in our scenario, she would give birth, let's say for argument's sake, that sun sets on Wednesday, with Shemit Shuva is at 6 o'clock. She gives birth at 5:30. So you go 24-hour periods, the 72 hours ends Shabbos afternoon at 5:30. But according to the Shulchan Aruch's calculation, Yom Revi is day one, Yom Chamishi is day two, Yom Shishi is day three, and she would have to fast on Yom Kippur unless she says Tzrichan. From the Kibbutz Nichols, Yom Revi, Lididasa, Mikri La'achar Shlesh. Mr. Burris says, we paskin l'maisa that Savak Nefashas L'Hokal, and we calculate this based on 24-hour periods. There's an interesting question. Let's say a person traveled, gave birth in Eretz Yisrael, and then flew to America. Right? So when you do that, you extend your day. you're traveling with the sun. So it's possible that in the days of the week, it'll end up, it'll be day shlishi, but it'll be after 72 hours. So there it would be the opposite. The chumrah, the 72 hours would be the chumrah, and calculating the base of days of the week would be the kula. So we would, your argument would say the, see, if you, according to that the ikur is, the pshat is meis leis period, so the chumrah of that situation should, she should be machmer. So, or do you say that each way has a, each way that comes to the kadosh of vashas were mekel? So there's both opinions out there. Okay.
Isn't the issue simply a lapse time?
Sorry?
Isn't the issue just a lapse time? It has something to do with the, with a clock, really. It has to do with the elapsed time. How much time? If it's 3 days, then it's 3 days.
And yeah, but the problem with the Shulchan Aruch Shita is...
What's the difference?
The problem with the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that we don't go with the elapsed time.
But why not? I mean, it's a physical thing. We're talking about it's a physical thing.
I understand. That's why, right? Many places can disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, yeah, says it's based on... it's the same way you calculate... when Chazal said 3 days...
I mean,
days,
if you went on a spaceship, you could cover a lot. I mean, 3 days could take 2 minutes. I mean, that doesn't mean... It's still a physical thing.
Okay. Your lettuce, Sukkot and Tess. The woman's already in the birthing process, but she hasn't actually given birth yet. She's reached the stage where halacha says she's considered a yoledes. She's in an act of birthing that she's yoledes milchal Shabbos for her. So that woman would also have a din when it comes to Yom Kippur. Who didn't nikkur's come? Can you let us in Yenzeshel? We're not going to. If she's that, if that would happen, that's where she is at that stage in Yom Kippur. She shouldn't be. She shouldn't be fasting. She should be eating.
In a practical matter, I imagine a woman who's actually giving birth can't eat anything for medical reasons. In case they might have to give anesthetics, so that's the danger.
They didn't have anesthetics.
I'm telling you.
Well,
but
today
only if it's like a C-section.
No, no, the time of mission.
You don't know if it's going to be a C-section when it starts.
In the time of mission,
you don't always know. It's not guaranteed.
You're saying that. That's, I never heard the advice that.
What?
I never heard the advice no eating for a normal delivery.
But you don't know if it's going to be a normal delivery or not until it's over.
The time of the mission brewery
starts off. Sometimes it starts off normal. It doesn't end off that way.
The time of the mission brewery, they had anesthetics.
They did.
Sure, I mean, he's writing near the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century.
I thought they didn't even have electric in those days.
In general, they do not want, once a woman has started the actual birthing process, they do not want her to eat.
Yeah, I would imagine not.
Because if the case they do have to knock her out, then
right.
That, but I don't think they stop drinking necessarily.
No, they don't stop drinking.
Right. So, but the Yom Kippur would be relevant to the drinking process.
Right.
What happened, whether they had anesthesia or not, they had anesthesia, it's been around for quite some time, but they realized that there was a problem with eating vis-a-vis anesthesia, that I don't know when that was figured out, I don't know. Shaltizana Klau, she doesn't fast. Fila Omer, any tzrichel, even when she says, I don't need to eat, Omer Chilano, so we give her to eat, Omer Lo Ichli, and we tell her that you have to eat. If a woman says she feels confident she does not need to eat, she can fast. So even though we ignore her and we give her to eat, but in that situation we'll give her pochos pochos mikashir. A situation where a woman did not say that she's okay. She didn't say one way or the other. She didn't talk about it. So, Machilin was Sakadarka, Bain Sark, Lechel, Chalag, Pachos, Mikashir. We assume that there's a full Sakana, and she has to eat normally. Fine.
So, do we do this nowadays too? It's a 3 day rule?
Correct, yeah. We do that. Then he says,
we actually. The woman says, I feel 100% fine.
So, you're Machel, Pachos, Pachos, Mikashir.
But she does have to.
We don't let her fast, yeah. And some say argue if the woman says she needs, so she needs. If she didn't say anything at all, So also you should give pachas b'chol makashir. I think the ma'aser of the minig is we don't require that. You look at the Shartzin and Yudbeis. He says that's the psak that he feels that if a woman did not say one way or the other, we give her to eat normally. So that's what he would suggest to Pascha. That's what we do. The one thing is, it's interesting nowadays. I mean, according to the doctors, you can take the woman and send her home after 24 hours. She's ready. She's up to traveling and this and that other thing. They have their very much. So, if the doctor says that she doesn't need to eat more than pachas b'kashir, the doctors, you could give her just a little bit every few minutes, and that's fine. Then you would be machmer, even according to Mishnah Berurah. To give her pachas b'kashir, not let her fast. Yud alef imam ritzichani. Now, what was the case? The woman says tzrichani. What is the opinion around her? So we'll see in the next siman that we discuss scenarios where the chayla is weighing in, not weighing in. There's other people there, be it a doctor or be it somebody who has some level of expertise. So Mari kishachaber se armers shenet tzricha. Or sharofim armrim shenet tzricha. It's something like either case that either the other women, which other women were very familiar with the status of process of childbirth, so you give them a weight to their opinion, and they say she doesn't need, or the doctor says she doesn't need. Then, well, those women shatam or tzrichani, we need her to say tzrichani. Umachilin asapachas bachas mekashir. Umahani amirasa, she wins. That a person knows the pain in his body more than anybody else. So this halacha that from day 3 to day 7, after 3 days are completed, we're talking about that there's the estimation is that we assume that she doesn't need. There seems to be, and she says she does, so we need her to weigh in. But if that's not the situation, we're allowed to feed her. I mean, with some pachas b'chol makashir, like he points out in the Shartz in your Tezayin, from day 3 to day 7. Also, unless she's saying she knows any tzricha. She says, I know I don't need. So then we don't feed her. But if she says, I don't know, in that situation, we would be Michael her. After 7 days, we call out them, the Mishom Be'elich, Rei Kishal Chol Hashem B'Sakonet, she's considered a Chol Hashem B'Sakonet, she's not in danger. Now, so the Rabbanan Dikad Dinim of doing the Tzarechayla, she still has, but they're eating Yom Kippur. So the Rai said that we're not going to be making. The Rai ain't Shum Sakana, Machos later, Achashiv Yamim Ledidosa. Unless there's obviously there was an infection, etc., there was some known, but just based on the fact that she gave birth after 7 days, she's not considered a Sakana anymore. Fichim Amr, Avamr Tzichani, Lakhom Machmas Tzar Ledo, and Mechilin Asa. She says, you know what? I just gave birth and I feel so overwhelmed and weak, I need to eat. We don't listen to her. I'm getting sick. We'll see. When the halachas of the charla has them on us, in the next siman, so she would not be any worse than anybody else when it comes to that. So Mechaber says, you don't do 24 hour periods. They are based in 24 hour periods. The Mishnah Berurah says we should be Mekel. If a person would be lenient to base 24 hours periods, He's not losing anything by doing that. That's we can call that correct. Then he says, she gave birth on day on the 7th of Tishrei, so day 10 is already the fourth day. So if she says Tzrichani, so she give her to you because it's within the 7 days. So Shabur already pointed out before, that's all talking about what her chaveris have not given up, or have said no, she doesn't need, then we need her to say she does need. If there's nobody there saying one way or the other, so then we wait what the person is saying. We say, you know, that probably there's a need and we give it to eat.
These chaveres and midwives?
It's interesting.
Were they just people, women who already gave birth themselves?
Yeah.
I mean, what does that mean? What's chaveres? She could have a lot of single friends, I mean.
We're not talking about them.
I assume not.
Yeah. You're talking about, you know, listen, just, you know, a good Jewish mother, she knows, she can tell when somebody's sick or not.
So these groups, the Oletus and the Muberis and the Maria, they have to fast, if they eat, they have to fast it and place the Yom Kippur or not?
No. He brings a few questions over here. So we count these 72 hours, or we count the day, whatever the day is. When are we counting from? Because the birthing process, we have the child comes out, and afterwards the placenta comes out. So he says we count when the child comes out, not when even though there's still the process of the placenta coming out. Shlomo Zalman says you count it from the Leda. He brings a missing Karelitz that he sees it as a Suffolk.
And so if it's twins, you count from the first or the second?
From the second. Regardless, it raises the question about drinking. A woman who starts having contractions before the time. So obviously, she's in a stage where we don't want her to give birth yet. It's not safe to give birth, so she should be drinking to prevent. One of the reasons women contract is because of dehydration. So we don't want that to happen. Okay. No, let's leave Tafra Shivkes. It's a nice size simon. A lot of information over here. Let's leave it for next week.